Angels, goddesses, beauties, hello, 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 and welcome back to Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. It's been a hot minute, but we're here, and I'm super psyched to be bringing you what I'm bringing you today, which is my two-day manifest training. I was inspired to do this training because I had been in deep reflection around the true foundations, the formulas, and the actual pillars, six pillars, I've narrowed it down, of what is required, what has been my experience, what has been my client's experience, and what the channel has provided me over the years, doing direct channeling, being open to infinite intelligence, and understanding what is required from a space of openness, not rules, but a space of formulas and foundations that have seemingly created magic, beauty, manifestations, tangible, intangibles, money, abundance, love, opportunity, experiences, all the things I desire and more, what life desires for me. So I'm super psyched to bring this to you. I was inspired to just make it super crystal clear, very direct. I don't like to beat around the bush. I don't like to do very long-winded things. I like to bring the information that comes through in a really powerful, direct way, especially when it comes to training. So this is a training. There is going to be a little bit of breathing. There's going to be a little bit of energy work. There's going to be a little bit of openness, receptivity, so that you're actually in a congruent state to be in resonance with this information, to be in receptivity to this information, for the information to encode you. But it is a training, so it's very direct. So you're going to have to come back and re-listen. You're going to have to take notes. And you're going to have to re-listen and let these words penetrate you. Okay? Super psyched. Without further ado, I introduce to you this two-day training that I have brought to the podcast. It was originally recorded on Instagram Live, and I'm bringing it to the podcast. It's been years in the making, these foundations and these formulas, to bring it in a really direct way for you. And I have so many special offers right now in inspiration, in congruence with this manifest training, for the Vortex and one-on-one, for one-on-one. And I have re-brought back my most powerful trainings, Wealth Codes, Momentum 90-Minute Transmission, and the Momentum 4-Day Live Stream Experience. These exceptional, life-changing, transformative offers at very special promos, bringing them back to life, because the truth is, co-creation is simple. Manifestation is natural. It is a natural way of living, of existing as human beings on earth. We are creators. We are receivers of this beautiful life. So this is direct information, a two-day training brought to you on the podcast here in transmission, and deep dive opportunities. If you do desire to take it deeper, if you do desire one-on-one work, the Vortex live accountability daily facilitation in my group, deep dive session over Zoom together, where I get to see you individually, you, and dive fucking deep in your individual codes. It's a vibe. I can't wait to meet you. Or if you want to watch and receive, I should say, and or if you want to watch and receive these trainings that I've done within the last 2 years that are monumental for things, wealth, success, well-being, wellness, opportunity, and impact, the Momentum Transmission, the Momentum 4-Day Live Stream, and the Wealth Codes Transmission. Life-changing codes, my loves. Check out the link in my bio here on Instagram, and check out the link in the show notes here on the podcast for the link of the manifest training promos. These are special promos. They don't last forever. Get them while you can. They expire soon. But dive in, take it deeper, enjoy this manifest two-day training here on the podcast, and take it way fucking deeper in these special promos at the link here in the show notes. I love you guys. Enjoy this episode. Really excited to bring these codes to you and bring them in a very potent, direct way where you can take this information and actually attribute it in your life, integrate it in your life. So welcome, everybody. Please feel free to say hello as you come on. Please feel free to ask questions as we go. If for whatever reason, at any point in this training, you can't hear me, my voice goes, or the audio goes on this video, please let me know. Keep me in the loop. Help a girl out. Oh my
gosh. So happy Monday. Happy Monday. Happy Manifest Day One. I am honored and excited to be leading you today. So as you come on, hello. Hi, Denny. Hello, beautiful. As you come on, you can say hi. Good morning, Mandy. Good morning, gorgeous. Oh my goodness. So many powerful women in this space. So say hi as you come on. Ask questions if you need to. But I'm going to keep this live stream to about 30, 35 minutes. It's going to be potent. It's going to be direct. I don't like to beat around the bush and give you a bunch of filler information. I like to give you the facts. So today is day one. Before we dive in, let's just come home to ourselves. Let's just close our eyes. It's a cozy fall morning, a new week, a new energy. There's so much power in the room. Oh, Kylie's on here. Good morning, Kylie. Oh, there's so much energy here. And I want you to just start to bring that energy inward. Even my energy, my guide's energy, this power that I walk with, this power that I share. Hello, Rebecca. Bring that energy inward. Start to pull that into yourself, into your own heart, that heart chakra, into your own body. You're beautiful. Good morning, Karen. Into your own physiology. So many beautiful, powerful humans here today. But I want you to bring that energy inward. And once you feel like, ooh, okay, I feel that energy in my body. I feel like I've connected to something bigger, something powerful, something mystical. Once you feel like, okay, I'm here. My body's open. My body's receptive. Just set an intention for yourself. If you need to put your hands in prayer position, if you need to bow your head, if you need to hold your heart, massage yourself, whatever you need to do, get embodied and set an intention for today. What brought you to this training today? Why are you here with us? I'm amplifying for you. Your intentions are being felt and heard and amplified. Powerful. All right. There's going to be lots of time for breathing. Don't you worry. But we're going to dive in. So I invite you to have a nice coffee. I'm like almost done my coffee. Mitch made me a really nice coffee this morning. It's been a beautiful morning. It's gloomy and cozy, but there's something so powerful and magical about the fall. I know you guys can feel it. So I want to introduce myself first and foremost. So I'm Haley Bowler Cook. I'm facilitating you today in this 2-day manifest training. Today is day one. I am the author of Unfuckwithable. Hello, hello. My amazing, powerful, life-changing book, Unfuckwithable. I am the founder and CEO of Uplift Lifestyle Incorporated, and I am a direct channel. I'm a psychic channel. I'm an energy medicine practitioner, and I work in very, very high-level containers with really powerful leaders in living a life by their own design. I'm also the host of Uplift Lifestyle Podcast, another free space for you. If you're in the vibe right now where you're just soaking up all the free information, today will be powerful for you. Tomorrow will be powerful for you. And my podcast will be very powerful for you. And I'm just someone who lives a life by their own design. I came into the world joyful, powerful, knowing who I was and knowing how I wanted to live. And I was supported in that, raised in a really beautiful family that nourished that in me. And intentionally surrounded myself with friends, mentors, beautiful people in my life to continue to amplify that. And I too am human. I've been through really challenging, heartbreaking things. I've experienced conditioning and programming, and I've still chosen to come back to my lane, to come back to my path, my truth, and let my soul lead, let love lead, let truth lead. So that's a little bit about me. I can imagine if you're someone who's here live watching, I know for certain about some of you here live watching, who I've had the privilege of getting to know and become friends with and facilitate in containers. I know you're powerful. I know you're here for greatness. I know you're here for very big things. I know you're very rare. If you're someone who's here on this replay, I know you're powerful and I know you're here for greatness. This work calls a specific type of person. This work calls someone who is here for more. Someone who has this knowing and this pull inside of them that's like, I want to feel more fulfillment. I want to feel like I'm living my purpose, like I'm living my truth, like I'm in my lane, like I'm manifesting. Manifest. Like I'm experiencing, like I'm giving and receiving in a really powerful way, so that when the end of my life comes, I can look on my life and go, wow, that was a fulfilling life. That was a life of impact. That was a life of transformation. That was a life that made a difference. I influenced people. I impacted people. I walked my walk. I lived my truth. And I stayed in my lane. You're watching this because you're here for more. And there's been something pulling you forward into that more. So I want to be clear that after today, you will have clarity. You will have divine downloads. You will receive education, insight, wisdom directly from the channel. And as I said, I do direct channeling, psychic channeling coming straight from source. You will have the empowerment to make moves in your life that are aligned. You will understand your purpose. You will understand why you are here. You'll understand what you want. And you'll integrate belief systems that will support you in having what you want and living your purpose. So just breathe that in. How powerful. Today marks a change. What is it? November 6th? November 6th, 2023. Marks a change in your life. Sip that up. Drink that in. Breathe that in. Today marks a change in your life. So let's get started. Why did I decide to do this free training? Well, about a week or so ago, maybe a week and a half ago, I get inspiration, I get downloads, and then I act on it, and then I move on it. This is why I've created what I've created in my 29 years. I got this download. I was hiking and walking, and I was channeling for the Vortex, which is my very high-level group. There's some Vortex members here on live. Hello, my loves. Every day I channel for that group, Monday to Friday, every single day. I was channeling for the group, and I was really opening up codes of direct, potent information of pillars of manifestation. I was deciding, I was realizing there's people that have come into this group that are brand new here, and it's been a while since I've just given them the facts of here are the pillars of manifestation. The pillars that I know to be true based on my life experience, based on my client's life experience and our work together, and based on the divine downloads that I get. Okay? So I decided to make this very clear, very direct, and very potent delivery through the channel for the Vortex babes. While I was reflecting and coming to, okay, what are the pillars? I got this download of, wow, you've been doing this all along. You've been living this all along. It's been a couple of years of formulaic equations that you understand and know that you have refined that work, that actually cash in results. So it used to be when I got started into energy and manifestation and understanding it, it used to feel like this really magical thing. And it is, and it still is. It used to feel like something I couldn't quite grasp or understand, but it would just happen sometimes. And since the last, I guess, since end of 2020, early 2021, it's just been a refined formula for me. Something that I can just turn on because I know. I know how it works. I know the process. I know the formula. So today I'm giving you that process. And as I was reflecting over the last many years and looking back on old journals, eclipse season really propelled me to look back on old journals. The eclipse season just was about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, by the way, in our last lunar full moon, a lunar eclipse. I was looking back going, wow, look at all the things I've manifested. Amazing. Look at all the things that I desired and that I now live in a day-to-day reality. I also noticed all the things that I would maybe journal about or write about that I was working through, like challenging moments, blocks, moments of resistance, doubt, fear, limiting beliefs. I was noticing these things and I was like, oh my God, like cute. I don't even resonate with that anymore. So this reflective, retroactive practice of looking back really showed me and validated again and again and again just how clear these six pillars are. And I thought, I don't want to keep this information gatekeeped. I want to give it. So that's why we're here. November is a month of manifestation. When I was looking back in old journals, I was like, oh my God, November was always like my highest cash months in my business. November was always a month that I did the most social fun things, travel, trips, getaways. November was a month where I would have up levels, looking back on the journal, conversations that I tweaked to elevate, relationship, little tensions that I was like, we're raising the standard. I want higher love. I want more honesty. I want more power here. And I would tweak it and shift it. November was a month of impact. The last two Novembers, three Novembers, including this one, there's been in-person events, really powerful events, where I'm in group ceremony, 20 plus women leading, facilitating. November is a month of manifestation. So I want you to take a moment, breathe. Notice where you're at in time, space, reality. If you can connect to this neutral bird's eye soul view of yourself, looking down on yourself, you can see how November is like a culmination point. There's your past self, your present self, and your future self. Your past self at the beginning of 2023, this year, who set really beautiful goals for themselves. Present self who's like, oh yeah, lots of that has manifested. Fuck yeah. And then also present self who's like, for some reason, some of these things have not manifested. Which means I'm probably an energetic match for it now. And I just need to open those floodgates and let it in. And this November present moment is like a culmination point of everything you've been manifesting and working toward up until this moment. Future self celebrating, raising a glass of champagne on New Year's, gets to raise her glass and celebrate the fact that all of these things manifested. Who you've become, the power you've remembered in yourself, the identity shifts and upgrades, the elevations in your relationships, the elevations in who you be, the elevations in your wellness, the elevations in your finances, your financial literacy, your financial abundance, your financial energetics, the elevations in your business, in your growth, in your career, your life's work and purpose. All these elevations, you get to toast to that, right? In the next month and a half, 2 months, you get to be like, yep, that all happened for me. Thank you. November is a culmination point. So what better time than to offer, I guess, my first free training of 2023 than the second last month of the year? Because to me, when I wake up after Halloween every year, November 1st, I'm like, whoa, it's happening now. So let's just sip that in. Let's take a big inhale. I want you to feel the cultivation of that excitement. Bring it all into your body. Feel the excitement. So much is here for me. So much is circulating in my vortex, ready to land. And when you exhale, just naturalize in the body, like, yes, it's natural, it's safe, it's normal. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing today. So take a few moments, breathe that in, lock in anything that, oh yeah, information that was good, insights that was good, encoding, yes, yes, yes. Journal it out, breathe into it, do what you need to do. Okay. So before we move into the three pillars, today we're doing the first three pillars. Tomorrow we're doing the last three pillars of the six pillars of this manifest training. Six pillars that are true. Six pillars that are standard. Six pillars that are part of the formula that has led me and allowed me to manifest this beautiful life of infinite at my age of 29 and having what I want, experiencing what I want, and being a leader for very powerful individuals to manifest and have what they want. With, of course, the nuance that we are co-creators and we are also manifesting what life wants for us. Okay? So let's just take a few moments. Let's close our eyes. Let's roll those eyes back into our head. Like, ooh, roll them back, ooh, roll them back. Tap into that third eye. If you need to tap that third eye to activate and open up, do that. Tap, 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 tap. I'm taking off my little jacket, I'm getting hot. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, 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 tap. You set your intention at the beginning, maybe it's changed, maybe it's elevated, maybe it's shifted. What is your intention of being here today? Now you have this new awareness of like, fuck yeah, I've been building momentum all along. This is a culmination point. It's November 6th. It's the second last month of the year. I've been manifesting all along. You're having new awarenesses. You're like, why the fuck have I not let this land yet? I know it's available. I know it's circulating my vortex. I know I've been the energetic match for it. I know I've been taking the action toward it. I know I'm in congruence with it. Let's go. Let me land it. Let me allow it in. Let me receive it now. When we're reminded of our power, that we are an infinite co-creator, it's laughable that we're not excelling, expanding, and opening into the infinite more. So take a few breaths. Those eyes are rolled back. You can tap over the third eye to activate if you need. And let's just take a minute to be like, yep, have a little pep talk with yourself. Like, yeah, I deserve better. I deserve more. It's been here all along. It's circulating now. I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's go. You're starting to like, yes, feel that power activate. Feel the knowing activate. Ooh, and as you're breathing that in and as you're empowering that and you're affirming to yourself and you're validating and you're locking in like, yep, I'm worthy of more. I deserve more. It's time. With the selenite, I'll be clearing some of those limiting beliefs and some of those doubts and some of those fears and blocks that have been keeping you just at the edge of your evolution versus bursting through the edge and into the infinites, the manifestations, and the desires that you deserve. So just breathing in, rolling those eyes back, feeling a shift, feeling a change in your body, feeling things open. Letting go of the old, stepping into the new paradigm. Letting go of the old, stepping into the new identity. Letting go of the old, stepping into the new beliefs. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big inhale. Bring it in, bring it in. Hold it at the top for 3, 2, 1. Let it go. Let it go. Now we can move into this next conversation. Now we can move into this next threshold. You have a clear connection now to your power. You know who you are. So I want to read for you just a little bit from the book. Again, this is my like training copy. This is the beautiful, sexy copy that you can get. And while I read, I just want you to breathe in. I want you to tap in again of like, yes, I deserve more. I deserve bigger. I'm a match for it. Why have I been playing small? I'm an infinite soul having a human experience. This is an unrepeatable, temporary experience. It's time to cash in that more. Breathe that in. Okay. Remembering who the fuck you are. I've spent a lifetime living with unshakable embodied confidence, a lifetime of being unfuckable, a lifetime of accessing new levels of my innate personal power, refining it, elevating it, and deeper awakening to the truth of my infinite potential. This is the dimension of openness, a dimension where there is no separation, a dimension where we exist in circular flow with life, circular flow with life, yes. A dimension where it is always adding up. It's always adding up. We are alive in our life by design, and it is all happening for us. We are in the realm of infinites. Infinites. Open up to that. It's time to play bigger. It's time to lean further in. You're here for more, and it is all possible for you. If you know in your heart that you are here for more, which I believe you would not be on this live stream here or on the replay right now if you were not here for more. I know that. I don't just believe that. It's beyond belief. I know that. If you know in your heart that you're here for more, then that more is meant for you. And the work and integrations within these pages, within today, will facilitate you in actualizing that more, actually having what you desire and having what life desires for you. Breathe that in. That's going to introduce me into the first pillar. The first pillar, okay? You can write this down. You can rewatch this, receive this, breathe. Make sure your body's like open and receptive, not like, oh my God, I don't want to miss anything she said. Allow this information to encode from a regulated space where you feel open and receptive. That's the vibe. So the first pillar, desire. How exciting just to think of like, what do I desire? What do I want? Desire. This first pillar, I'm calling it desire / life by design. For those of you who have done my work with me, who do this work, who have read my book, who know my work. Life by design is what I describe as living your ultimate dream life. It's a life by your own design. You're like, I have designed this. I am the creator and I'm also the receiver of this beautiful life. Being the designer of your life means you are actively, consciously manifesting. Manifest. You're consciously manifesting. You're consciously tapping into, I know I'm the creator. I know I'm powerful. I know I get to feel good. I know I get to feel empowered. I know I get to feel joy. I know I get to be abundant. I know I get wealth and money and resources that support me. I know I deserve love, intimacy, sexiness, respect, union. I know I deserve wellness, vitality, beauty, and magnetic confidence. I know I deserve these things. Being the creator, living life by design means you know these things and you actively identify with that. Think thoughts in alignment with it. Believe it is true for you. Believe you are worthy of it. Love yourself enough to have it and consciously take action and move toward in your lane the reality of experiencing it. So in order to live a life by our own design, it's important to feel as though we know what we want. We feel tapped into what we want. It's powerful to have a vision. It's powerful to open that third eye, open that crown and tap in of like, what are my soul's desires? Why did my soul choose Earth at this one unrepeatable precious time? What do I want? What do I want in this precious life? Tangibly, intangibly, experientially, what do I want? So let's just take a minute now to tap into that. Close your eyes, tap in. Tap into that. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Breathe it in. And from chapter 2, homework. There's homework at the end of every chapter. I write this. If this moment was a completely fresh start, new slate, new beginning, because it is, What would you decide? What would you choose your life to look like, feel like, and be like? This is a paradigm that is available to you now. One where you receive everything you want for your highest good and the highest good of all. But you have to design it that way. You have to choose it. So with this portal open, where there's so much support and love for you, tap into that. Start to feel it, see it. That more that you want, more abundance, more love, more money, more fulfillment, more opportunity. Tap into that. See it. Name it. I want XYZ. I want more of this. Name it. One of my favorite quotes by me is, I say, God isn't a fuckboy. You don't have to play hard to get. The universe is not a fuckboy. You don't have to play hard to get. You get to declare and say, I want this. I want this. I want more of this. I want this for the first time. I want this. Name it. Now, one thing, a little manifestation myth that I want to bust, because I know that this does not need to be true based on many years doing my high level work, client work, and receiving downloads from the channel. I know that you do not need to be 100% certain and clear on what you want. Often you'll hear people say this. Often you'll hear people say, you need to know exactly what you want. You have to be so clear, every detail, specific, specific. If that feels true for you, natural for you, effortless for you, and you have all those details, I love that. I love that. The more connection points to what you want, the better, right? The more communication of, I want this, I'm open to this, thank you, more please, the better. But I do know for certain that that is not required. Sometimes my greatest manifestations have come through from a place of, I know I deserve more. I know I want more. I know I'm moving towards something better, bigger, more aligned for me. I don't know what that is, but I know there is more, and I know I'm available for it. Sometimes my greatest manifestations have come through that way. I've also manifested, and by the way, manifest just means making real. Making real, having it in your reality, naturalizing it as true for you in your physical reality. This is the dimension of openness, but as human beings, this is the dimension of manifestation, having what you want. Some of my manifestations have come through of like, I know exactly what I want this to look like, to feel like, to be like. Here are all the details. Yes, yes, yes. Bring it to me. And sometimes it's just, I know I want more. So to break that little myth that you have to know exactly and be so clear and specific, let that pressure go. Manifesting with pressure is not easy. Release that pressure and just tap into what is true for you. You manifest what is true for you. So if you truly know all the details of what you want, fucking beautiful. But if you just know you want more, that is enough. It's more than enough. Start communicating with the universe. I want more. 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 Okay? So desire, understanding that more is available, actually being open to the truth that more is available and you are worthy of that and deserving of that. Amazing. Perfect. Pillar one. Desire and life by design. Knowing that it gets to be better. Knowing that you don't have to live in this conditioned, programmed life and society of what other people, what's normal to other people or what's a desire of someone else. You get to have more. You would not be watching this. You would not be here with me right now if you knew, if you didn't know you want more. You wouldn't be here if you didn't know you were here for more. Coleman Design says, that's good to know because I've always learned that you should know exactly what you want. Right? Everyone's saying that. Everyone's putting conditions on manifestation. You must know this. You must do this. You must do this. No. I've heard that too. And it's like, well, I can't sometimes see exactly what I want, but I know there's an invisible string pulling me forward. I know there's something better and bigger and more aligned that would feel better and be better for me. And I know I want more and I know I deserve that. And I let that let that lead me and guide me and the manifestations land. Thank you for saying that. Yes. Let's just release that pressure and that condition that you have to know exactly what you want. Again, if you know exactly what you want, fabulous. Beautiful. Start connecting to that. This is going to be, for those of you in the Vortex who are on here live, you will hear me say this all the time. create connection points with what you want to manifest, right? Connection points mean, first off, introduce yourself. Hello, I'm Haley. I want more money. I want more opportunity. Okay, I'm creating connection points by declaring what I want. I want this. I want this connection point. As you start to feel into it and naturalize it more, like, ooh, this is what it would feel like. This is what it would look like. This is what it would be like. Here's who I would be. Here's what I'd be doing. Here's how I'd be speaking. Here's how I'd be showing up if I had that. Those are connection points. So the more connection points, the better with manifestation, but you don't need to know exactly what you're connecting to. You get to be in the feeling of it. You get to be in that, I know there's more, something better, something more aligned. That is more than enough, and it's fucking powerful. And in many ways, if you understand surrender and trust and life by design, that you're a co-creator, letting the universe surprise you, it's probably your best recipe anyways. So stay open to the magic. Okay, so desire is number one. Desire life by design is the first pillar. Awareness that you want more. Awareness that more is available. Awareness that you don't have to do what everyone else has been doing. It does not have to be a conditioned, programmed, small fucking life, right? Some people are fine with that, but you're not here because you're fine with that. You're here because you're ready for more, right? And it is my job and my duty to support you and facilitate you in having that more. So step number one is knowing you want more. Knowing what you want is awesome, but knowing you want more is number one. Okay, number two. Let's take a big breath, actually. Whew. Let's just lock that in. Desire, life by design. Start getting playful with it. Like, go on a hike today and be like, fuck, what do I want? Yeah, I want more. I deserve better. Go on a walk, think about it, feel about it, talk about it. Journal about it, meditate on it, look at a candle and just watch that like wick flicker and the fire and just like oof, breathe your desire into it. Don't complicate it. Doesn't need to be perfect. Just know you want more and know that more is available. Okay. All right, let's move on to purpose. Purpose is pillar number two. Purpose is pillar number two. Why do I believe and know that purpose is important and one of the main pillars of manifestation? For my life, for my client's life, and from the channel, because this is a new paradigm, okay? Living with purpose, living a soul-led life in a new paradigm, it is required. For your soul to embody as human and know how important this incarnation that's unrepeatable and very precious is, it's really important to be living with purpose, living with a mission daily of like, here's who I am. Here's who I want to be. Here's how I want to live. Here's the impact I want to leave. Even if that's just the impact you want to leave on your partner, on your neighbor, on your child, fabulous. It doesn't need to be this. I want global impact. I want global impact. I want global impact. Many of you watching this probably want global impact, but that is not necessarily everyone's purpose. Your purpose may be, I want to leave a legacy in my family. That's fucking beautiful. Having a purpose and knowing the purpose and daily actualizing the mission, living the mission. Mission is like what you're doing every day toward it. So for me, my purpose is to enlighten, uplift, and empower the world. I wrote a book. I have a podcast. I'm here live. I have countless clients that I facilitate every week. I have powerful women inside the vortex that I facilitate every day. I'm committed to this work every day. My mission is every day I will empower, inspire, uplift, and encourage people, remind them with my various modalities, energy body breath work, energy medicine, direct channeling with my various modalities. I will ensure that no one leaves an interaction with me without feeling more powerful, more enlightened, more uplifted, more confident, more magnetic, more beautiful, more ready to take on the world. And with the tools and resources to do so. That's my mission every day, and it's connected to my purpose. With the purpose, with the mission of what I'm giving, there's also, for me and my clients and what the channel has told me, number two here, with this purpose, there's also this reciprocal giving and receiving. So it's not just like, my purpose is to give, 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 like I'm just giving all day, I'm giving all day. In order for your human self, right? You've got your soul, you've got your human, whatever language feels good for you, insert it there. But say you've got your higher self and your human, whatever. that higher self is like, I'm here for my purpose. I'm here to change the world in this way. I'm here to leave an impact. Da, 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 da. The human's like, bitch, I'm just out here trying to live my best life. The human is here for the tangible. The human is here for resources, money, experience, pleasure, happiness, joy, freedom, enjoying themselves, pleasure, going for massages, enjoying sex, enjoying all the beautiful things that the human is here for, food, the body, all the things. The human is here to live the best human life. The soul comes into the human to manifest that life, right? So when your purpose is at the forefront, like it is right now in pillar number two, I want you to understand that part of the purpose is not just giving, but also receiving. So for me, I have this belief system, which we're going to go into because that's pillar number three. Not yet, but we will go into it. I have this belief system that when I'm living my purpose, I'm automatically regenerated. I'm automatically supported. I'm automatically receiving. There's reciprocity, right? Give and receive, give and receive. So I show up every day for my clients. I show up every day for my community. I show up every day in my life as this beacon of light. And I have the belief system that that's me living my purpose. And part of my purpose is being supported, financially abundant, well-resourced, well-rested, beautiful, healthy, vibrant, having what I want, doing what I want, traveling when I want, experiencing what I want, enjoying a beautiful home, enjoying stacked cash in my bank account, enjoying what my human feels good enjoying, because that's part of my purpose. So part of this new paradigm, part of my life's work is not just empowering you to live your purpose and live your truth and share your gifts with the world and be that being that leaves that legacy. But also part of your purpose and part of the mission should be, I don't want to shit on you, but for the purposes of this training, it ought to be being replenished so that your purpose is life-giving, right? It's like, I'm alive, I'm supported, I'm receiving as I give. It's a reciprocity at its finest. It's an energy of devotion and giving and receiving. It is life giving. So let's take a minute now to breathe into that. Breathe into the purpose of like, I'm here to give these things and to be this way and to share this, but I'm also here to receive these things and bask in these rewards and bask in these upgrades and these results. That is life giving to the soul and it's life giving to the human. And that is going to support you in living a life of evolution over time, a life of constant upgrades, a life of the better it gets, the better it gets, right? If your human feels like it's just giving, giving, giving and not receiving, it's not going to be that enticed to keep giving. So we want to have reciprocity. We want to have exchange. Often for the high level individuals watching this, this is a matter of it's time for you to ask for what you want. It's time for you to raise your prices. It's time for you to unapologetically declare what you want in the world. It's time for you to not just be the one who's giving, 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 and taking care of everyone else, but be taken care of. Be in your feminine, right? The purpose is very masculine. The mission is very masculine. But when we bring that soul purpose into human purpose, it becomes very feminine. It becomes very opening. It becomes very, I get to have this, and I'm going to open up and receive this. So let's close our eyes. Let's tap into that. Again, I've got the selenite out, purifying desires, purifying purpose. I want you to start tapping into what is your purpose? What is naturally a gift you have? Naturally who you be, naturally how you show up. What are you here for? What legacy do you want to leave? What is your purpose? And how can that purpose be life-giving? How can you be receptive in that purpose? How can that purpose support you, fulfill you, so that you're giving your purpose from overflow every fucking time? Let's breathe that in. Meditate on that, feel into that, breathe into that. Purpose. You guys are awesome. I can feel really powerful energy from everyone here. So purpose. the big why. Why are you here? And it's not as complicated as I think people make it either. It's like, be joy, be love, like be your purest, highest self. Just live your best life, period. You know if you're living your purpose or not. If you're not, you wouldn't be here if you weren't ready to upgrade it and shift it. So it's time. And the mission is just living the purpose every day, actually doing the things, right? Okay, so the last things I want to give you, not for the purposes of this training, but to take home and reflect on today for purpose on that topic, just as I gave you the homework from your desires to take a walk and kind of feel into like, what do I want? What do I want, right? Be expanded, know that it's infinite, know that there's possibilities are endless. With purpose, the homework that I want to give you is get to know yourself better. Spend some time looking in the mirror. Spend some time like looking back on old journal entries. Spend some time looking back on your life. Look on your camera roll. Look at your calendar. Like look at your life. Look at yourself and be like, who am I? Who am I? And what do I want out of this life? And be brave and courageous enough to change it, to release, to rebirth, to have a death and rebirth, to have a new paradigm become actualized. Be brave enough to be like, yeah, I have not been living my purpose and it's time. Or be brave enough to be like, fuck yeah, I've been living my purpose. So let's go. Rain on me, pour on me. I'm ready for my rewards, you know? So take some time today to really get to know yourself, to really get to understand yourself, deepen self-awareness, deepen introspection, deepen insourcing, like being the source of it, and get to know yourself, okay? All right, let's take a big breath. Exhale, whoo, bring it in. We're moving into the last pillar, the final pillar of today. Tomorrow we have three more pillars. I'm excited to be with you guys 2 days in a row. It's a vibe, it's powerful to kick off a week like this. And knowing that this is, I forgot to mention this at the beginning, these are universal truths. My channel may be sharing them differently. The way I speak, my vibe, my energy, it may come through differently, but manifestation is simple. Co-creation is simple. I'm trying to simplify it for you. And these pillars are truer than true. So whether you're watching this live right now or on the replay, or you watch this a year from now, you can save this and come back to this many times over to be reactivated, to be like plugged into the energy of power and truth and consciousness that you are the creator here and you are also the receiver of your life. Come back to this. These truths are truer than true. They're not just true on November 6th, 2023. You can come back to this. All right. Third pillar, belief. 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 Now, as someone who facilitates hypnosis every day to clients, theta reprogramming, neuro reprogramming, rewiring every single day to clients, I can tell you belief is fucking required. Now, let me take away the rules, right? You don't have to believe that exactly what you want, this specific thing, is going to happen for you in exactly the time that it's going to happen for you. That's not the belief I'm talking about. If you have that belief, beautiful. And there's many times in my life, many times in my past of manifestation, where I have had that belief, which has been amazing. But that belief is not required. When I'm talking about belief as this third pillar, I'm talking about the belief in you as a soul having a human experience. The belief that you deserve better. The belief that you deserve more. The belief that you are worthy. The belief that you are deserving. That is the belief I'm talking about. I'm not saying you have to specifically believe in the exact amount of money or the exact person or the exact experience or the exact tangible thing. That's awesome. If you have that programming, that's what I do with clients in session to create that programming of hypnosis, but that's not required. What's required is that you believe you are worthy. You believe you are deserving of more. You believe that it is happening for you. You believe you are alive in the dream. You believe that this life is important and you believe that you get to live a life that you are in love with. That's what I mean by belief. Okay? So that's a pillar. That's the third pillar. Because when you believe in what you're creating, and you believe in your desires, and you believe in your purpose, and you believe in who you be every day, and you're really empowered by that, and you're really proud of that, the belief systems that wire and fire and create programming in the brain. And again, we can create programming for specific manifestations and beliefs. I do this with one-on-one clients. That's what we do. But when we have these beliefs that I love myself and I deserve better, I love myself and I deserve more, I love myself and I am worthy of more, I love myself and this life gets to be good, I believe that I'm not here to suffer. I believe I'm here to enjoy. I believe I'm not here to struggle. I believe I'm here for ease and pleasure, right? When we start to have the beliefs that we are meant for more, we start to create through quantum physics, through the compounding effect, through life by design and co-creation and manifestation, the conversation of why we're here today, we start to create the reality that what we believe in is true for us. We start to see it in our reality. We start to see the relationships up level, the conversations up level. We start to see physical manifestations drop in. We start to see more money supports us. We start to see more love supports us. We start to be validated in those beliefs. Okay? It's important to know that no matter who you are, no matter what your story's been up until this point, you get to change your brain now. You get to change your physiology now. You get to change the way life goes for you now. You get to decide that from this point forward, you're going to start believing beliefs that actually support you. Yes, I'm more than happy to support you in hypnosis, in one-on-one sessions. I'm here for you for that. I actually have a very special promotion on for that right now for those of you here. But if that's not accessible to you right now, if that's not available to you right now, start just believing that you deserve better. Start looking at yourself in the mirror and being like, yeah, I fucking love myself. I love me and I deserve more. And I believe that. I believe that I'm here to live a good life. How do we start creating this belief? Exposure therapy, as they say. Start to see people living happy, joyful lives. Let me be the expander for you, that you get to live a life you're obsessed with, that it's like I couldn't even sleep last night. I was like up every hour on the hour, like, I'm excited to get on there and do this training. I'm excited to channel for my clients in the vortex tomorrow. I'm excited for my client calls. I'm excited to go to yoga. I'm excited to go to this fitness class at night with my friends. Like, I love my life. I'm excited to have breakfast with my man. We're gonna have avocado toast soon. And then I'm going to yoga. I'm excited about my life. Start believing that's possible for you by exposure, seeing people living a life by their own design. Once that starts to feel like, okay, yeah, I believe that it's possible, then you can continue to upgrade the thresholds of belief, okay? So for me and for my clients, it's a lot more refined, okay? But you have to start somewhere. This is a free training. Start there. Start with just believing you deserve better. Start with believing you get to love yourself into loving your life. But the refinement processes, which I'm going to go into tomorrow, which is a more deep dive day, we're going to go into the nuances of the thresholds of belief, right? But you have to start somewhere. You have to start with, I believe it's possible. I believe I'm worthy of it. I believe I deserve it. Then we can start to get into the nuance, beliefs, the reprogramming, the hypnosis, the actual daily actions that start to make you believe that you are the energetic match for it, right? So let's backtrack to purpose. And let's backtrack to desire. You are more likely to believe that what you want is possible for you if you are living in alignment and congruence with your purpose. If you're working a job you hate, if you're in a relationship that is fucking draining, if you're constantly having conversations about how the economy's shit and there's no money and there's no good men out there and da-da-da-da, all these bad things, if you're constantly perpetuating those conversations, those realities, and taking action in alignment with that, it's going to be very difficult for you to believe that life is magical and beautiful. And even if you see me every day on your Instagram stories saying, life by design, live your best life, da-da, it's going to be like, ugh, it doesn't feel real. You are the one who chooses. You are the one responsible for your life. You are the leader of your life. So it's time for you now to start wiring in and programming thoughts, beliefs, and taking action in alignment with being the identity of beliefs that are supportive. So you go to work, you don't enjoy your job. The belief gets to be, I believe that a better career is out there for me. I believe that my life's work is waiting for me. Shift that, right? You might not be able to quit your job today. You might not be able to completely change careers today, but you can start to integrate that belief that more is possible, that you desire and deserve better. And then from that new threshold, it becomes a standard. It starts to be like, why the fuck am I going into this job I don't like? And the new belief becomes, I believe that my dream career is around the corner. I'm going to start taking action in alignment with that. Da, 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 da. Thresholds of belief. You get to keep upgrading the thresholds. All right? It's a refinement process. But for today, belief. I talked about deservingness. I talked about self-love. If you love yourself and you practice loving yourself and you practice loving and knowing you're worthy and knowing you're deserving, believing that you get to live a beautiful life becomes a lot more natural. So start talking to yourself in beautiful ways, loving yourself. Often some of the homework that I give in the Vortex every day is like breast massage, neck massage, massage yourself, look at yourself lovingly, take a bath and touch your skin. Like, I love myself. I love myself and I deserve a beautiful life. It starts with that self-love work. It really does, to believe that you deserve better. Okay, so tomorrow we'll go into a little bit more of the refinements of it. One thing I do want to add on as well, like when we're speaking of belief, if you're living your mission every day and you're living your purpose, it's easy to believe it's happening for you, right? To add an extra layer on, because I feel you guys are already at a very high level of that. I want to give you a little bit more to play with. I want you to start looking at alignment and misalignment in your life. Alignment where things are like, yes, I'm living my truth. I'm acting in alignment. I'm being in alignment. I'm in alignment with my dreams. That's alignment. Misalignment's like, I'm having these conversations that are bullshit and outdated. I'm doing this expired thing. I know it's fucking expired. Why am I doing it? Oh, I'm doing old habits that don't serve me, right? When that's misalignment, let that propel you into your alignment and move forward. But when you're living in alignment, right? You're taking action toward, you have portals of receiving open, right? It's like, I want a new soulmate. Okay, well, make sure you're going out and about and meeting people. Make sure you're open to that person coming into your life. Clean your fucking house. Make sure your sheets are clean. Make sure the house is a vibe so that person can come over. Create space, right? I want more money. I want more money. I want more clients. Okay, well, are portals open? Do you have offers available? Do you have payment links open? Is it very clear and open for the universe to channel money through those portals, right? Alignment, making sure you have portals open to receive. I always say you have to be energetically, physically, and emotionally available to be paid. Back when I do my trainings on money. By the way, speaking of that, very, very special introduction. I'm bringing back wealth codes. I'll talk about this at the end of the training today, but there's some seriously special offers, very accessible prices for you to dive deeper in these things. But when I'm talking about money, it's like, are you energetically, physically, and emotionally available to be paid? Are those portals open, right? Opening the portals, not until the money comes, now. Then let it flood in, right? Let the universe fill that space for you. So when it comes to beliefs, your alignment's important. Your deservingness, your worthiness, your love, like, I love myself, I deserve this. That is going to help reprogram beliefs. If you are in a position where you're like, yes, I want to work with Haley one-on-one. I want to experience a session. I want to actually do the hypnosis and the reprogramming individually. Amazing. Let's do it. Let's work together. But if that's not accessible to you right now, start working with yourself and changing those beliefs every single day. Notice, be aware of yourself. This belief is not serving my dream. All right, cut, release. What would be a better belief? About money, a better belief about love. Belief, 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 belief. Okay? So today, my loves, let's breathe that in. Oh, we've covered a lot. I love everyone that's been on here. I can feel the energy. I feel the love. It's powerful. It's beautiful. What we've covered today is expanding you into realizing you get to live a life by your own design. I do it every day. The thing that excites me the most now when it comes to manifesting is it's not the specific things. The processes I'm giving you, I do this every day. Like, this, it's guaranteed. It's just like, okay, I go to the store and I buy my eggs. Like, it's just a guarantee. I know how it works. The processes aren't even what excite me anymore. The specific manifestations aren't even what excite me anymore because they're so guaranteed. What excites me is every single day, I feel I'm living a life by my own design. Every single day feels magical, feels exciting, feels peaceful, feels freeing. I'm living a life that I'm obsessed with. That's what's fucking exciting. And that's why this training on manifestation today and tomorrow is so empowering, because it's not just about manifesting certain things like check, 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 got all these things I want. Yay. It's about stacking up and creating a compounding effect of a life you love. And you deserve that. I'll be a stand for that all day long. So we've covered a lot today. Desire, life by design, number one. We've covered purpose, actually getting to know yourself and understanding yourself, loving yourself and knowing what your purpose is. And we've covered belief. The three pillars, you've probably heard those words before. You've probably seen me write about them, talk about them on the podcast. If you're a client watching this or someone in the vortex, you hear me talk about this all day. It's simple three, first three pillars, okay? Desire, purpose, belief. That's what we've covered today. I invite you to come back and rewatch this, re-encode this, make yourself a second coffee and just lie back and like, breathe this in. Maybe watch it again, take notes. Let this lock in. And like I always say, one of my other favorite quotes is, you can listen to a million self-development podcasts, but until you start living that way, nothing changes. So actually do this work, you guys. Actually live this. You deserve it. You are worthy of taking new action. You are worthy of having new thoughts. You are worthy of having new beliefs. And my God, you are worthy of having the results and the rewards and the physical manifestations in your life. Okay? It's time. Thank you for being here and shared energy and shared creation. It's powerful. I know we're not physically together, but this energy of being in circle, I've been running lots of in-person events lately. It's the same energy. Like, I feel you guys. I'm excited for you. I feel what you're creating. I believe in you. It's a big deal. I'm excited. Before I hop off, I do want to excitedly tell you, and I'll share to my stories, and you can DM me for this link as well. There are special manifest promos on right now. Crazy savings, crazy prices. Single sessions, the Vortex, a Vortex one-on-one immersion where you get a single session with me and included access to the Vortex for the rest of this year. There's a very, okay, this is what I'm super psyched about. This is the thing about manifestation being timeless. Like, it's fucking as old as time. It's as old as time. These are universal truths. 2 years ago, I get a training in November. I told you November is a fucking vibey month, called Wealth Codes. This is a training for someone who wants more money in their life. Whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, or you're in sales, or you just want more fucking money in your life, because it is a neutral, supportive, infinite resource that gets to support you in living your purpose. If you want more money in your life, I recorded this 90-minute transmission called Wealth Codes 2 years ago. It was in November. I had like my biggest month of business at the time yet, and I was super psyched, and I was like, I'm doing this training. It was amazing. That, I rewatched some of it yesterday, and I was like, hallelujah, amen, praise the fucking Lord. This is gold. And I was like, this needs to resurface. I'm resurfacing this. So it's $22. It's $22 fucking dollars. And it's 90 minutes that will change everything for you in your relationship to money. Okay? $22. I've resurfaced it. You can access it now. It's a replay. You can have it for life. Send me a DM if you want it. I'm also going to include it in the, I have a whole link that has all of these special promos on it. You'll find it in there. Okay? The next thing. Not 2 years ago, but last year around this time, fall. September. I think it was like September, October, fall. I did this really powerful training on momentum. Around the time, about 3 weeks prior to the training, I had downloaded, as you guys know, I'm a psychic channel. I open the channel, I receive the information, I speak it. I had this download of this momentum training. Momentum, stacked and cashed. That's what I called it, stacked and cashed. Like, stacking momentum, compounding effect, cashing in results, cashing in results. Yes, Jordan knows. Yep, Wealth Codes is, yes, it's fucking good. Momentum stacked and cashed. I was like, okay, this came through. This is fucking brilliant, a formula that I use every day now with one-on-one clients. So if I'm in a session with a one-on-one client every single week, their results happen really quickly because we're getting so deep and refined that they're hitting new milestones every week, right? So we gotta keep it rising, right? Grounded, regulated, grateful, and always ready for more. We're moving. But I break down this momentum formula every day, individualized for them. Okay, I also created a training called Momentum Transmission. It's 90 minutes. And I also created a 4-day deep dive integration of the Momentum training. Okay, I have both. The Momentum 90-minute transmission is $22. It's fucking powerful. It is a formula of manifestation, momentum. Okay, the varying layers of momentum. that lead to the excitement, that lead to the open portals of it landing. Okay? It's huge. It's powerful. It's very direct and specific. That 90-minute transmission, I'm resurfacing because it's so fucking powerful. I rewatched it yesterday. I was like, yep. Mwah. Thank you. Thank you. You can have that today. It's $22. To deepen this, if you feel like, oh, I like her vibe, I like hearing her speak, I feel inspired, I feel excited, the vibes are there, I want more, $22. Yes. It's November. I'm feeling generous. I'm feeling Santa Clausy. It's early. Boom. The 4-day, much higher level, much deeper dive of the momentum training, 4 days though, I think I put it at $99. $99 for a 4-day training that you will have lifetime access to is also resurfaced and available. Takes it deeper, takes you, there's more transmission in it where you're actually being supported and guided. There's journal prompts, there's all the things so that you're actually putting this formula into your life for $99 lifetime access. Okay? Then, so this is like, if you want to continue this training, this work, if you're like, yeah, I want more, I want more, I want more, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. Taking it deeper is a possibility there. The two last things are the special promos for 1-on-1, the Vortex, and the 1-on-1 Immersion. Crazy massive savings. Why? Well, it's interesting timing because my 1-on-1 is almost fully booked for November, but I still feel called to give this special price for 1-on-1. A couple of years ago, I had the experience of working 1-on-1 with a facilitator who I really adored. And it was like, I think it was like $100,000 or something to work with her for the year. And I was like, I can't do that. Like, I literally was just like, I can't do that. You know, I can't afford that at the time. And it was really defeating. I felt like, fuck, I want to be more accessible to people because I have gifts that will change their life. I can support people. I can empower them. I can use my high level modalities to actually shift their brain and reprogram their brain and change their life. Energetic and physical upgrades, deep healing, deep catharsis, deep realizations, awakenings, ascension, getting them into congruence with their highest self, their highest identity, their physiology. Everything can change. You guys know if you've worked one-on-one with me or if you've seen people that work one-on-one with me, it's crazy transformation. I want to be more accessible. That was a big moment for me where I was like, wow, pricing is a thing. Because if you can't access that, it can feel defeating. It's partially why I want to be here free today with you guys. It's partially why I have those special prices on Wealth Codes, Momentum 90 Minute and Momentum 4 Day. And it's also why I'm excited to tell you there's not going to be many of them because I am pretty booked up for November. But we'll do this in November and December. Single sessions for $555. That is almost half off, 50% of a single session. 555 for a deep dive individualization codes with you. If that's something you desire, send me a DM. Let's get you set up. Let's get you scheduled. Let's get you scheduled in for November or December. Let's make it happen. I'm here for you. The other thing is the Vortex, where I'm every single day. It's $555 a month regularly. I have a special price of $777 to pay in full to be in from now until the end of this year. This is for the person who's like, I want that daily facilitation, that daily accountability, daily transmissions like this. Imagine every day you just, open your phone and I'm there being like, good morning, here's all the codes, here's all the vibes, you can fucking do this, here's all the information, here's the homework, here's the transmission, let me guide you every day. It's like, yeah, pretty sure you're gonna manifest everything you want and more, right? So, the person who wants that daily accountability, there's also Q&A days, direct channeling, direct one-on-one coaching days once a week as well in that space. That's my high-level group, special price, $777 to be in for the rest of this year. Okay, all of November, all of December, closing of this year, the person is like, I want shit to change now. I want to manifest. I want to upgrade. I want to up-level. I want to heal. I want to release. I want to live an entire new reality so that by the time January comes and I'm raising my champagne glass like, hallelujah, it's a new year. I'm like, shit, look at all this stuff I manifested. Now it's a whole new level. It's a whole new threshold moving forward into 2024. Jordan says, you are a rich woman because of your accessibility and desire to serve. Still integrated our work years later. Grateful for you. Integrated. Yes, Jordan, you're a fucking badass. You are powerful. I love you so much. You are fucking changing the world. Yes, Jordan's saying the work, she's still integrating it years later. That's how it works. It upgrades with you. This is like infinite intelligence coming through, okay? It upgrades with you. The work continues to upgrade.
So yes, I want to make it accessible to close out this year. My clients pay me thousands and thousands of dollars a month to work with me. Okay? High level professionals, that's what they're paying every single month to work with me. I want to open up a possibility for you guys. If you know you desire this, maybe you've read my book and you're like, damn, I would love an experience to have her all eyes on me. Deep dive. I want to give you guys that special opportunity. So $555 for a single session. DM me to claim it. Ooh, it's 11:11. Portals are open. Trust the pull. Trust what you know to be true. That's the opportunity. In terms of the Vortex, 777 for the rest of the year. And then there's a Vortex 101 immersion. This is for the person who's like, I want that ongoing accessibility. I want to be, or sorry, accountability and accessibility. I want that accountability every single day. But I don't just want the group. I want to experience a one-on-one session with Haley so I can get an understanding of my individual codes. I want that individualization as well. And again, you do get that once a week in the Vortex on Q&A day. But if you really want a deep dive session, I invite you into that very special promo. So that is $1,111 for a single session and included access into the Vortex for the rest of this year. All right. So many special promos. I'll put the link in my story. Also DM me for the link if there's something you know you want. Any questions, I'm in my DMs today to answer for you. I love you guys. Today has been potent and powerful and direct. Three pillars broken down. I hope your body's open and receptive to receive it. I hope you take the nudge and pull to take it further and take it deeper if this is your vibe, if you know you want more. Trust that. And you know where to find me. And I'm going to see you here tomorrow at 10 a.m. I'm so excited. 2 days in a row. Get your coffee ready for tomorrow morning. Integrate the work of today so that you're ready for the new threshold tomorrow as we dive deeper in the next three pillars. And let's fucking do it. Live a beautiful life. Have a beautiful day. Make today beautiful. Be powerful. Be your highest self. I love you guys. Thank you for being here. Mwah. And see you tomorrow.
Thank you, beautifuls, for receiving these codes, this training, this information, this wisdom, these channeled transmissions. Thank you for being open to this way of being, thinking, believing, intending, identity shifting, and experiencing a life by your own design. I'm proud of you. You deserve it all. It's time. November is the month of manifestation. This is the time when things just land and click. It's a culmination point in the year. It's a time when it all just lands for you. So open up and receive it. Re-listen to this episode as many times as you need. Share it with anyone who you feel would desire or need this integration. And please, 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 know that I cannot wait to dive deeper with you, whether that's inside my high-level group, The Vortex. There's a very special promo code on for that. Whether it's in a one-on-one session, oof, my absolute favorite, to dive so deep into your individual life by design, or a combination, The Vortex one-on-one immersion, special promo for that as well. And of course, the trainings I spoke of earlier, the Momentum 90-minute transmission, the Momentum 4-day immersion, and Wealth Codes, the training. These are all at very special prices, very special promos. I want to support you at this special time of year. So have a look at the link here in the show notes for all of those promos and the details. Get signed up, and I'll see you inside. Love you.